as well as Dylan and Ryan's birthday. Here's big audio dynamite and the bottom line.
The horses are on the track. They've been doing it down at the zoo, and I can show you. Here's what to do. All of the states and over UK, even the Soviets are swinging away. So when you reach the gotta have your say.
A planet where apes evolved from men.
Detonation or the flying debris could kill you in seconds. That's air pollution. But man's deliberate pollution of the air he breathes will take a little longer. Words to think about from the sportsmen in your area and the National Rifle Association of America.
Stop radio. rocket fire signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hope of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is two electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is two fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete pavement.
Our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
Atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
With a 500,000 bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. These plain and cruel truths define the peril and point the hope that come with the spring of 1954.
You maniac! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
Countryside is overgrown. There's a lighthouse and a song. Wrestling with butcher girls. She don't ever change her clothes.
WMFO in Medford.
Masterpieces liquidate.
Yes. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford 91.5 Test Community Radio. Woohoo!
The high priest of the LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary, once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic means mind opening. Psychedelic means a process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within.
I had this one the other day. Well, it was big, of course, but somewhat dark and throbbing. And I could feel it move all the way to the back of my mouth. And I put my tongue on it and went back and forth, and I could feel it getting stronger. And then you can feel all the energy come into your mouth, and you're like, yeah.
happen. We just do it raw. We like it raw.
Let's not kid ourselves about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and the psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right and 99 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell. See, we're saying that man should go back to the basic tribal pattern. We should not get hooked up in these mass megalopolis, cosmopolitan, national groups. The basic unit of human life is the family and the small tribal group which knows itself and its members face to face. Right now, I live in Millbrook, New York. It's the largest state where we have 60 people, 15 children, 45 adults. We consider it a country, but we think that in the future, you're going to see thousands of small groups like ours dropping out of the mass anthill society and forming their own little communities. Now, the problem is you have to work harder to do that. The escape today is to be conforming. It takes much more courage, imagination, energy, and hard work to drop out than it does to drift along.
How widespread is the use of LSD among our young people in college? And further, what are the reasons for them wanting to use it?
Well, nobody knows how many people smoke marijuana or take LSD today. It's like how many virgins are there at Vassar. Now, why do I say that? Because the kids in the United States today who are taking LSD tend to be from our best colleges. The kids in Podunk State College in Arkansas, they're drinking bourbon the way their fathers did. They're not taking LSD or smoking pot. It's Berkeley, it's Harvard, it's Yale, it's Chicago. Where you find the LSD use. These are the kids who are searching. They want more. They don't want Vietnam. They don't want race riots. They don't want IBM computer security checks. They want more. And the more isn't the Bible. It isn't the conventional religion. It isn't the conventional rewards of two cars in a garage. It's always inside. Wise men and philosophers have always said this. The more is always in here. Start your own religion. Start your own country. Don't buy any of the old codes. They're static and canned. Write your own Ten Commandments. Discover yourself the world is round or flat.
Many centuries ago, people wouldn't go so far on a map because there were phrases like beyond here, demons or dragons dwell. Did you know how far you could go before literally one might drop off the end of the earth?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked. It's the question that I think about more seriously than any other question. How much knowledge can the human mind stand before it freaks out? I don't know how much insight you can give a society and still ask people to perform the task in society. When you take LSD, you drop out of the overall social. You're not going to. The kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your wars, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking generals. They're not going to join your corporations, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking corporation presidents. They won't buy it. I predict that within 15 years, and that means that most of the people watching this program will see an LSD orthodoxy in this country. You'll see an LSD president, a pot-smoking Supreme Court, and I'll predict to you, my profession is visionary prophet. I'll prophesy what the next kick is going to be. It's going to be electronic brain stimulation. Within 15 years, we'll have little buttons, and if you want to get happy, or if you want to go back in time, or if you want to learn faster, you'll press buttons, because the brain is a neuroelectric network. Now, when that happens, the LSD orthodoxy will be saying, this new thing is too much. Man shouldn't have that much power. But you can't stop it. Evolution continues to probe the dangerous, the mysterious, the new. It's no accident that enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever. It's because they gave me the good lines in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
I may sound like a lunatic, but I'm not crazy.
Yes, I have behaved badly sometimes. Yes, it is true. And to those people that I have offended, I want to say to them, I'm deeply sorry about that, and I apologize.
This evening, our theme is called Yo Future, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yeah, that's right! It's a sound collage! No mere ordinary radio program. Because we got audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries and political speeches mixed in between and on top of the music. And we've got a featured artist for you, Apollo 440, who you just heard with their song Raw Power from Electro Glide in Blue. We kicked off this set with Big Audio Dynamite and their song The Bottom Line. And then we heard my Plastic Sushi Atomic remix of Kraftwerk's remix of their Radioactivity song with President Dwight Eisenhower and President Harry Truman, and even a clip from Howard Zinn, courtesy of Chuck U. And then it was Beck with Pressure Zone for Midnight Vultures. And then my Plastic Sushi Big Dark One remix of Van Halen's Everybody Wants Some. And that was going out to Chase Carson. Contributions from Elizabeth Hicks and Lila Lay in there. After that, we heard excerpts. More excerpts from a 1967 NBC interview. Well, a TV show, actually. The Pursuit of Pleasure. Interviewing psychedelic guru, leader of the LSD movement, Dr. Timothy Leary. And I mixed that on top of a version of Brian Eno's The Lost Day. And what I did there was I pitch shifted it seven semitones up, and then I played it backwards. So yeah, if you want to hear that, you ain't gonna find it on the original album there. You have to do a little sonic manipulation. Or you could go to the archives for WMFO. Everything's up for 2 weeks. Unfortunately, only 2 weeks. Unless you're one of our family and friends and know about the special website. The special website way to go and download archives, which I can't tell you about. But, yes. And then we finished off, as I mentioned, with our featured artists, Apollo 440 and Raw Power. And mixed in between all of that, we heard more excerpts from Charlton Heston and the original Planet of the Apes, and some little bit of James Stewart and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Meanwhile, right now, we're listening to Anton Dvorak's, the second movement from his Concerto for Cello and Orchestra, the Adagio movement, yes. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing some preachers going after money. Tangentially, you know, if you're trying to do good and you get noticed and people give you money, be very careful. Like, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. I won't get too much into that, but it seems to me that there was the temptation of suddenly people are doing things they believe in and people are throwing money at them. And then they're like, oh, my goodness, we've got all this money. And then maybe it becomes more about the money and what to do with it rather than the movement. But, yeah. So, I think overall I'm going to say if you want to get stuff done, the best thing is if you could get your project done without external funding. Of course, you know, we all need funding to run our lives. But if you found a nonprofit movement and people give the movement money, that ain't your money. And if you ask for funding to accomplish something and people give you money to do that, you owe it to them. It's your obligation. to spend their money on those goals that you've recruited them for. In any case, in the next set, we're going to be hearing some Howlin' Wolf, Work for Your Money. It's the name of that song. And David Bowie, a remix from 1990 of his song Fame. And, well, we'll see. Yes, Rage Against the Machine is going to be in there as well. And we'll see how much of we can get through. But this first song I'm going to play you is a remix I did of a song by the project, the band project, The Tenth Planet. And then two Christian preachers who I heard on a Chuck U broadcast, and I got clean versions of those and mixed them in here. So yeah, as we get to, here's our final set of our Yo Future sound collage for you now. Listen to what these preachers, yeah.
You don't get meetings or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like it's incredible. They'll say, oh, brother so-and-so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy. That's a gimmick. And the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And I mean, I used one time, I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy and you put it on. And with perspiration, when the salt starts to come out and you start to perspire, it'll turn red. And so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately. People started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away. I think after a while, it lasted so long, my wife told me, you know. But afterwards, I mean, like, I had that whole audience, that was the biggest meeting that I've ever had, because they saw that cross and, oh, Brother Marge, when you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head. I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to take offerings and receive money.
Thanks a lot. head is so heavy that he prophesies. And he told me how he did. He sat right, he looked right across the table back and forth at me. And he told me how, how he confiscates money. He says he's on this station, it's over 40 states. And he'll go on there and he'll get on the radio and say, I know that listening to My Little Boys tonight, that there's some lady out there and you've got $10 put away in a cookie jar. Now God spoke to my heart and told me to go and tell you to get that $10. Get it in the mail and send it to me. God will bless you. God will give you a reward such as you've never known before. Then he comes back to me and tells me, he says, if you're on the radio and you're going over 40 states and you're on at prime time, you've got thousands of people listening, the chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's you go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
To wait for your money, good kind friend, and after you get it, move out.
Get your hands on your money, find out where you're going. Get your hands on your money, find out where you're going. I'm gonna leave this town and I ain't coming back no more. Well, my mama, she don't love me. Daddy don't love me no more. Well, my mama don't love me. Daddy don't love me no more. I'ma leave ya, baby, going down on the coast. Blow.
The only reason I'm doing this is to get my face on more screens, to get my name in more papers and more print, and to expand my fame.
But you are aware it's going to be problems for you, isn't it, later?
And also to increase my financial power.
We'll be right back.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
But the lesson plan he can't recall. The student's eyes don't perceive the lies mounting on every fucking wall. Closure is well kept. I guess he fears playing the fool. The place the students sit and listen to that that he learned in school. Europe ain't my rope to swing on. Can't learn a thing from it. Yeah, we hang from it.
Gotta get it. Put brother man. Brother man.
Close the doors on those who try. The strike on and mangle the truth. Cause the circle of hatred continues unless we react. We gotta take the power back.
No more lies.
lies. No more lies. No more lies. No more lies.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold, when to hold, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're
sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
So, you know, it's just so hard to say goodbye.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert. Our theme this evening has been called Yo Future. We've been celebrating my nephew Ryan and Dylan's 12th birthday next week. Yes, they are the future. And we've been welcoming students back to school here at Tufts and pretty much everywhere else. In that last half-hour-ish set, we began with my Plastic Sushi Preachers Give Me Money remix of the 10th Planet's song Ghosts. And then we heard from Howlin' Wolf, Work For Ya Money. And then it's some interview excerpts from Iggy Pop talking about the fame and money he wants.